Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Mike Shope.
Why don't you come up front?
I'm okay. Come on up front. I'm good.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why? What's the difference?
I'm not going to drive you around like I'm your chauffeur. Get in the front seat, all right?
Yeah, you're not driving me around like I'm a chauffeur. With 2 minutes from the rehearsal hall.
And the bulldog.
You know, what kind of person asks another person to drive them around like this? This kind of mentality is what's...
Whoa, what kind of person is so insecure that they have to make somebody move into the front seat so they don't think that they're driving somebody around?
No, the kind of person is so insecure that needs to be driven around in the back seat.
Nothing to do with me being driven
around.
Why don't
you around?
Leave my seat, go into the front seat.
Because I asked you to sit in the front seat of my car, and it's my car.
None. WGR.
You would have already been there already.
Yes, you would have.
Oh, you can't drive with somebody in the back seat.
Yeah, you're such a baby. You're a grown man baby. You know what? Little baby wants to ride, we'll give little baby a ride.
You know what? Okay? Little baby wants to walk.
No.
Sports Radio 550.
Anybody watching season 11?
Nope. Through three episodes.
Is it good?
Eh.
It's just eh. What was that?
Okay.
How do you spell what you said?
You missed my curb problem. I have a curb
dilemma.
Problem.
What is it?
It's not really a dilemma. The dilemma implies that it's difficult to solve. It was easy to solve. I just stopped watching it. So my problem went away. I binge what I'm doing, and I don't have a remote. I'm on a bicycle clipped into the pedals, and my iPad is, you know, whatever. I got to stop exercising, get off the bike to reach the iPad where it is, just the way the setup is. And the theme music was making me insane.
Oh, no.
Because if you plow through, I watch four episodes at a time. I mean, I didn't time it, but that is just a lot. The end credits, which probably if you're watching like a normal person in a living room with a remote, you just skip to the next episode and don't bother with the credits. But I'm stuck where I am, and I don't want to have to stop. And so it's the opening credits, and then like 26 minutes later, it's like a minute and a half or 2 minutes of that theme music, which then starts up again when the next episode starts. And it was making me insane to the point where I listened to a new record by my current favorite band, The War on Drugs, that I picked up when it, like, the day it came out, and I listened to it honestly like three times in a row front to back in one sitting in the attic, which is something I very rarely ever do with records, but I did it. And as I got up, I turned all the lights off up here, turned the heat off, put the album away, and started down the attic stairs. The curb music was in my head. And I said, that's it, I'm done, we're done. I'm
oh,
stopping
no.
I like the show kind of a lot, but I just needed to stop, and I'll figure something out. I don't know what that'll be, but I'm hoping to revisit. But the music was making me, and I don't even hate the music, but it was too much. It was in my head on an earworm constantly, and I needed for my sanity to make it stop. So,
well,
I did.
You must have paid Joe off for it not to be playing already, listening to you talk about it. It's a tuba piece. Like, how can I say no? It's a tuba and a mandolin. I mean, rare combination.
Yep.
All right. Well, we've got something important to do.
Yeah, you're starting with this nonsense. You're putting off the...
The biggest thing
that'll happen this week.
Let's make it official who the best teams and worst teams and the middle teams are in the AFC as we embark on week 12, post-week 12, reverse AFC power rankings. The Bills were number one for 7 out of 8 weeks before losing to Indianapolis, after which last Tuesday they fell to fourth. We'll see what happens. 16.
Houston.
Yeah, Houston.
Jacksonville. Houston beat Jacksonville? Like in the summer?
They did, yeah, like 5 months ago. Something like that.
Don't care.
Jacksonville really is inept, though. I picked them this week against Atlanta. Like, offensively, they get the ball. They have Trevor Lawrence. They get the ball down 7. And it's just like 4 incomplete passes. It's just the end of the game. Worse than Seattle. Okay, you guys say Houston?
Atlanta had scored like 3 points in 2 weeks. And
I know.
Like, 24 is not, you know,
21-14? 21-14?
21, yeah.
But, I mean, what is happening there with Lawrence? He looks terrible.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be terrible.
No, he shouldn't.
He should be at least average.
Right.
I'll say that reason, if it really matters that much down here at the bottom, for me to put Jacksonville ahead of Houston is that they have Lawrence. Like, I know how he looks, but I think if I, you know, we do this with the teams up near the top or in the middle, like, who would you rather play right now? If I have to choose between those two teams, like, I know it shouldn't be a problem either way. Of course, the Bills already lost to Jacksonville this year, the narrator mentions here. But I think Trevor Lawrence, I'd rather not have to deal with him because he's talented and really good, and Houston is a joke. So, danger factor, I still would say Jacksonville outranks Houston, so Houston's last.
I would rather have Jacksonville's roster easily. Yes, starting with Lawrence. All right, you guys are on Houston. We don't have to spend all day on 16 here.
Yes, I'm in
Houston.
I'm, yeah, yeah.
15, yeah. Jacksonville.
Jacksonville.
14.
The Jets.
Jets, yeah.
Beating Houston doesn't count that much in this. 13.
Wow. Is anybody ready to put Pittsburgh below the Dolphins?
I think I am.
Okay, I think we have a mind hive going here on that.
Pittsburgh.
Tua is 54 for 64 in his last two games.
Yeah, and they're scoring points at the same time with that.
Waddle was amazing on Sunday, yeah.
Pittsburgh, which peaked at 7, now at 13.
They're now 25th in total defense. Like, even that part of their game is falling apart, and that was what they're supposed to be good at.
Well, when you put it that way. What was the line from last week?
Oh,
you gotta ask yourself or something. What did I say?
What was it?
After everything, it could work after everything. I don't remember. Okay, Pittsburgh 13.
Last week is such a long time.
I know.
Ago. There were like 6 Sundays in a row after last week.
Was I in Hawaii last week? Am I still there?
I don't know.
12.
I just got back from Des Moines. 12. Miami?
I guess. Cleveland?
I would listen to that. I might rather play the Browns right now than Miami.
Raiders win in Dallas. Broncos beat the Chargers. Is it the Chargers?
No, it can't be the Chargers. Not this far down, right?
I like Browns and then Dolphins. I'm sorry to, you know, rush here on that.
You would put Cleveland 12?
I would put Cleveland below Miami right now.
I think I would still put Miami below Cleveland.
I would too. They're not giving up points. Neither are the Browns. But they can't score. I think I would go Miami here.
Jackson was making plays Sunday night, but they were after him. Like, it seemed like every play, either Clowney or Garrett, was making him bail.
It was tough.
Yeah.
All right, let the record show that we talked about this, but Miami is the pick at 12, I believe, right?
Sure, I'm all right. Yeah.
11.
Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Cleveland. 10. Chargers. Minus 20.
They got to go below Denver? Wow.
Denver whipped them.
I know. I know. Okay.
Show me. Talk to me about their season. Give me the Chargers season. They beat Kansas City. They lost to Dallas. They've lost to Denver. They've beaten the Raiders. They've lost to Denver.
They lost to New England.
They lost to New England. None of this is that determinative, it seems like. These are all sort of close, even teams.
Minnesota.
They did what to Minnesota? They lost to Minnesota?
They lost to Minnesota by a touchdown.
Yep. At home.
Yep.
Crushed by Baltimore. It's like Baltimore's only easy win.
Squeaked out a win against the Eagles.
Well, you don't want to squeak against the Eagles.
No. Denver Bridgewater, by the way, was like hurt like half that game.
I know. 28-13. Pick six.
The only thing I don't like about this is that it pushes the Broncos higher than I think they should be, but, you know, they did just beat the Chargers, I guess. Okay.
Who has the best point differential in the AFC West? Denver. Through 12 weeks.
They're on Sunday night this week.
I know. I hate that, but maybe they're not that bad. Yeah, this is solid for me.
All right. Yeah, fine. I'm agreeable.
I'm not voting for it, but I accept that it's happening.
It just happened last week or 2 days ago, this game. Like, you can't tell me that this Denver win over the Chargers like in week six. It was 2 days ago. All right, team number nine. Who's number nine?
Broncos.
Yeah.
Raiders.
I'd go Denver. Denver here at nine.
Yeah, I like Denver ahead of the Raiders myself.
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, in reverse order.
In reverse order.
You know what I mean? On the board first. Below in the standings.
You guys are on Denver here at nine?
Yeah.
All right.
Do you know who leads the NFL in passing yardage?
Player?
Derek Carr.
Derek Carr. Yards per game and total.
Okay. 6-5. Eight.
Titans.
Raiders over the Titans.
Yes.
Colts over the Titans.
Yes.
I would go Raiders here.
Ooh. Eight. I mean, Tennessee, there is an argument. They are terrible.
I agree. I think they are terrible. They're the terrible Titans. They're horrible. Wait a minute. Didn't you vote for the Raiders at nine?
I did, but I didn't think of Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
Forgot about them. It just didn't. They're not, like, recently in that area, and I just didn't think of them. These are in Penn, so. Does it have to be the Raiders? Because I've already said they should be nine. Now we're at eight, and they're still on the board. Do I have to stay there?
It seems like there could be a strategic planning problem on your end of this. Yes, but, you know.
How about Zay Jones, by the way? The guy's having he's having a career a little bit. He's having a little bit of a career. He has saved his career. And
maybe he's having a season, which could lead to him having a career.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess he's had a career. Whatever. He's been in the league for, 5 years now? I mean, he's had a career.
17 draft. Right. He's hanging in there, Zay. All right, Raiders. But I want Tennessee here. I'll say Raiders. 7, Tennessee. I like them behind Indianapolis. Everybody else left besides the Colts, if you look at the Colts' way, is good.
Where were the Raiders last week? Do you have that handy?
I do. They were 11.
Okay. All right. I'm fine then. I'm like, they just beat the Cowboys.
They got rewarded.
Yeah, they did. They did. That's fair.
Denver crushed the Cowboys in Dallas.
Yeah.
They didn't need 14 penalties aside in overtime.
All right, so Titans
so now
at 7.
Now I'm Denver guy.
I know. Denver. They're the drought Bills, and you're stumping for Denver.
I woke up at 3 o'clock. We talked about the Curb music. I'm Denver guy now.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, cut it out.
Tennessee.
Okay, fine.
Titans. All right with Tennessee.
Overrated at 7. 6.
These are all playoff teams, by the way, now.
Indy.
Yeah.
Indy. What was that game Sunday?
Yeah, I'd go Colts here.
That was interesting. They had the lead, and then they turned the ball over and lost to Tampa. They had Tampa in pretty good position there, and then turnovers. They got back even, and Tampa, just a perfect game-ending drive by the Bucs.
I like don't know whether I want to give them credit for like going toe-to-toe with the Bucs or blast them for blowing it.
They were good enough to win, but they lost. Hang a banner. The Colts have
either way
hung
they
banners
go, they
less.
They're to me, they're seven.
At some point, they beat the Bills, but like how much close loss to Tampa, close loss to Baltimore, close loss to Tennessee, the Rams.
Like it's Rams in Seattle right away.
Yeah. So I guess like they're in these games, but at some point I want to knock them for just only winning one over two of them so far.
Fourth best point differential in the AFC. Indy, 6.
Yes.
5. Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Baltimore is 5.
What did Bulldog just say there?
Bengals.
I said Bengals.
Oh, they said Bills.
Come on.
This is a line for me. This is a teardrop for me. Like, Baltimore is below. The Bengals blew them out. The Bills and the Patriots are better by any measure, except record. And the Chiefs, too. I mean, I feel like this is the Ravens.
And the Bengals are 3rd in point differential in the conference. Plus 84, I think.
83.
83?
Yep. What's the argument, other than record? What's the argument that the Ravens are better than any other remaining team?
Lamar Jackson.
Right. Well,
like, that's it.
You don't have to talk me into Lamar Jackson. He just did just throw 4 interceptions on Sunday night.
Right. And they still won.
16 points. How many points do they have in their last month? How many touchdowns have they scored in their last month?
You've convinced me. Baltimore.
I would still put Cincinnati here, but I'm not voted, so write down Baltimore.
Okay, Baltimore at 5. 4.
Bengals.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Is there any other way here? I think it's got to be the Bengals. Up from 8. Well, they blew out the Steelers. Thank you, by the way. The picks on Friday, I'm like, can the Bengals just do this obvious thing here as a 3.5-point favorite and just bury Pittsburgh? They're just better than they are. We all know it. Don't give me one of these stupid games where the Steelers, you know, pick off 2 deflected passes and cover or win. Come on. Get over yourselves. And the Bengals did that. They did it perfectly. They just destroyed the Steelers in the first half, game over. How about the Roethlisberger pick 6 at the end of the first half after, like, the half is over? Do you see that play? And he throws it out to the flat. Is it Mike Hilton for Cincinnati who just walked into the end zone, like, for maybe 31-3 or something like that?
Right.
Just terrible.
The Bengals punched the Steelers all the way down almost to the teens here. Where are the Steelers in this?
13. Yes, they do.
They're 13. They're in the teens. They punched them all the way to the teens.
They punched them to the teens, Joe.
This is the kind of conversation and commentary you only get on Reverse Power Rankings.
They did it
which shouldn't be the case, but it is.
Like, they ran all over them, too, all day. Mixon was 28 carries for 165 yards.
So that ESPN broadcast that we all hate, what if everything else about the broadcast, as they say, is the same, except at one point in whatever part, the second quarter, doesn't matter, one of the other guys, not the play-by-play guy, but one of the other guys just goes, did you guys see the Bengals just punch the Pittsburgh Steelers into the teens yesterday? Did you guys watch that game? What a joke Pittsburgh is. Like, what if just one guy sounded like that? The broadcast elevates tenfold.
Turn the whole thing around.
Just say one interesting thing ever. There are 4 of you.
I would stay there waiting for the next time that would happen, if that happened one time.
Brian Greasy, Seattle gets the ball to start the game, or maybe Washington punted right away and then Seattle. And he said the same, almost to the words, the same thing last week about the Giants when the Giants were playing in Tampa and they got the ball to start the game. And about Seattle, he's like, oh, look at this. Metcalf, Lockett, Russell Wilson's back from injury, running backs, line. They've got everything you need except momentum and positivity. 3-8. Good call.
Yeah.
They're all set, apparently, the Seahawks. The Seahawks are closing in on what the Texans were a year ago. The quarterback wants to leave. They don't have their first-round pick, and they're awful. And you got to hear right away, ESPN's got to set you up with how good they are. Like, I'm shaking talking about this. They just what? Enough. Say one interesting, real thing in 3.5 hours next week. Maybe? Too much to ask. There's only
just
three announcers.
Don't make it too critical of the Bills.
There's only three announcers. How could anybody ask them to say, how many interesting things have you said already today? Like six.
That many?
In 20 minutes.
I mean, I appreciate that.
You could watch the Manning cast for next Monday night.
Oh,
I think I want to go to the game.
A game that I'm this anxiety ridden about, that would make you. Listen, I should do that and film it, because it would be like watching an animal get slowly poisoned. Like, I would just lose my mind. There's no way I could pull that off next week. No way.
I don't want to listen to anybody. I want to go. I've decided. Cincinnati. Oh, well. Four.
Yeah, where the hell are we here?
Three. Oh, three. Bills.
Yep. Bills.
I would have had New England.
What were we waiting for? You waiting for Bulldog to talk? I feel like I'm Vince Vaughn in Anchorman. Like, what, you got to let the other guy talk? Why can't you say, can you guys say anything? We just got to stand there? Even the other guy says. All right, sorry.
Yeah.
Bills.
Bills here, I'm totally agreeable.
Two.
Patriots.
What did the Chiefs just do? Oh, bye week. What did they do before that?
I think they were our one seed.
What did they do?
In
the game before? Oh. It was.
They beat the Cowboys 19-9.
19-9. Okay. You guys are both on New England?
Yeah.
All right, there it is. It is written. Kansas City won.
Here come the Dolphins.
Come on, you Dolphins.
They got the Giants
the
and Jets
hell,
coming
Dolphins.
Up.
Let's go. Yep.
Just got a fax from the Chargers. It's not pretty.
A fax?
Yep. They just faxed me. We have wins over 1 and 8 on your list. We're filing. What do you file?
A grievance. I think a grievance is what you mean.
I wanted a brief I was going for, something like that. We're filing a brief. No, you're filing a grievance.
An injunction.
An injunction is the word I wanted. Injunction. What is an injunction?
I feel like it's a step above a grievance.
An injunction would be telling us to stop doing this. We're done.
Right.
Sorry.
A grievance is almost like you should probably stop. An injunction is cut it out.
You might file a grievance with your employer, and then if it goes to the next level, then there would be an injunction. I feel like that's how that works. I feel like grievance is a step toward an injunction.
I swear to God, 80 times better last night if those two guys just talked about this the whole game. What's the difference between a grievance and an injunction? Nobody look it up. We don't actually want to know. We just want to have a fun conversation about it. Yeah, I remember I filed a grievance, but not. Okay, I'm just ruining it now.
There it is, everyone.
There it is. Oh, and I'm feeling that weekly post-reverse AFC power rankings letdown already. Well, let's talk about it. Now that we've done it, now we can talk about it. How did we do? Mistakes? Last week, I was thinking about it. I was practically begging for one person to say anything about it. Never happened.
It's a holiday week.
That's right. It was a holiday week. That's right. We have Sam Monson Pro Football Focus at 4 today, his usual slot. Also, Sal Capaccio today. That'll be at 6. Emmanuel Sanders, we talked about having him on. That was tentative, but he needed to reschedule his handlers told me. So hopefully later this week or soon, next week maybe, for Emmanuel Sanders. Right. But that's not happening today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.